This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thursday, November the 4th, 2021. You're experiencing that with the DJV gang. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan are here to understand that we all have, and sort of explain, maybe demonstrate, we all have abilities. The difference between us all, and I don't mean the four of us, but all of us, is how we use those of us. Some people call it God-given abilities. Wherever they come from, however they've been developed, hopefully we'll use them to the best of your ability. I would wish that for you today. Jennifer, the Senate Republicans have blocked the debate on the voting rights bill. What does it include and why are they against it? Did I lose everybody?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, no, it's me. I just have my mic down. Just kidding. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how does this thing work? Do you have to have the on button on?
Hello, ding-ding-ding.
It's almost my
first day on the job, eh, Jennifer? Nice going.
She's still in cadaver school, so she's new at radio.
It's really funny when that happens. Like, if I cough or walk away or something, I don't want you guys to have to, like, hear all that nonsense, so I shut it off.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to just having it on. I just sit and I'm talking to myself, and I was so robust in my answer.
Try take two on being robust, please.
Oh, let's see if I can make it better the second time. All right. So yeah, the Senate voted yesterday to block consideration of the bill that's named after John Lewis. A little bit manipulative because I think
very manipulative.
It's not about voting down John Lewis or his agenda, but the voting rights bill is not necessarily what it's been cracked up to be. I think every person in this country would like voting rights to be accessible to people, but at what cost, at what measures? And this bill had things like ballot harvesting, it had things like not including voter ID, all of these things. It outlined a new expanded formula for the DOJ to basically have a team to identify discriminatory voting patterns in states. Those entities would then need to get DOJ approval before they could make changes to the elections. It would also include a provision designed to counter the Supreme Court ruling that made it harder to challenge potentially discriminatory voting changes. There's been a lot of negotiating going on between some of the more liberal Republicans and some of the more moderate Democrats, but they just couldn't get the support for this. This was a pretty
progressive. I mean,
well,
they didn't block the bill. They blocked the debate of the bill. I mean,
but the debate part of this is actually very procedural. So basically, they've already had discussions about this, and they've already had debate. When you move something to debate, then you have a short amount of time before you have to force a vote. So by stopping debate, it's not saying we're not going to talk about this. It's basically stopping the procedure to push towards a vote, which happens after debate officially begins. So it doesn't mean that no one's talking about this. People have been debating this and talking about this for months now, and they're doing it in conjunction with HR1, which is another huge transformation to how we vote in this country, basically taking everything we do in California and rolling it out across the nation. So it's not that they don't talk. It's a procedure that says we're not moving forward, because once you vote yes on debate, there's a certain amount of hours that people can go back and forth, and then it pushes to a vote. And if they don't have the number of votes that they need to pass it,
very
the debate's pointless. It's
it's
procedure.
There's only one Republican senator. So what does Lisa Murkowski see in this that she thinks is good? Because she's been very pro this voting bill.
I'm not sure how she argues with this. Again, Murkowski, Collins, and Manchin. Yeah, they tend to kind of be the ones who play towards the center, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't heard her argument for what made her.
You know,
can we
go down that street for a second, please?
Yeah.
The debate sort of on MSNBC. There was a challenge to a host saying Republicans are dangerous, which I think is ludicrous. There are some.
You don't think people say that on Fox News about Democrats?
Well, yeah, they hear it all the time. Doesn't make it right. Yeah,
no, but that's the norm.
That's not the issue. No, but that's not. That isn't my issue. My issue is that these people are, because there's an R or a D next to their name, just because of that, they're being demonized, which is the focus on lack of thinking, lack of being able to understand the penetrating issues.
Just
because
that's
where
you're
a Republican, you are not dangerous. Because you're a Democrat, you're not dangerous. You are dangerous if you think that way, because that paints everybody black or white, and there is no such thing as gray. The whole world is gray. It is not.
I'll tell you the difference, though. The difference of how the media outlets are handling this, and believe me, I watch a lot of it. I watch a lot of Fox News and MSNBC. Fox News will go after and say AOC has a dangerous ideology, or this idea is dangerous and you know threatens our country. What is happening with Democrats, and I think there's a backlash, especially on news media outlets. Like I would talk about Joy Reid, I would say Don Lemon, probably in this category, is that instead of saying Republicans have a dangerous ideology for XYZ, they are trying to paint Republicans as insurrectionists, as white supremacists, and as racist.
I think it's political racism. The term political racism applies here, whether it's ever been used or not before, but that's what it is.
But I think there was a huge rebuke of that in this election this week. And I don't know, one of the things that just incensed me so much is that two people, one Joy Reid on my radar and the other Jemele Hill, both came out. These are black women who came. Joy Reid is Morning Joy on MSNBC, and Jemele Hill writes for The Atlantic. She makes news. Very well known. She's got like a million Twitter followers, all this stuff. But
she's sports-based, but she's more political now.
She talks a lot about culture, yeah. And so both of these women are black women. There is something that we should be celebrating, despite politics, and that is that Winsome Sears, who is the lieutenant governor-elect in Virginia, is a black woman. She is the first black woman to be elected to this office. We always celebrate glass ceilings when it's Democrats that break them, when it's Republicans that forget about it. We don't even talk about it. And here's somebody who immigrated to this country from Jamaica, got into the military, served as a Marine, goes into public service. We should be celebrating this woman as a strong woman. And basically both of these women have questioned her win, saying that she won because of white supremacists. Now, how is that possible, first of all? And how insulting is that? That you can't just say, congratulations, this woman, I may not be with her politically, but she broke a glass ceiling. And you know what? She ran a great campaign, which is why she won. Now you've got people who are holding her down, even though we should be celebrating her as a strong woman of color, holding her down saying, well, she only won because of racism? Are you insane? What message is that sending to
that's
people?
That's right, back to political racism.
If you disagree with us, we don't want to see you, hear you, or celebrate you.
Yep, you're bad. Okay. You were talking about the Department of Justice a minute ago. This is something that's interesting, and I would like to think maybe this is on the good side of what Biden's doing or his administration, to stop these huge companies, no matter what their realm, from buying up companies out here. We all know Simon & Schuster, probably one of the oldest and most esteemed of all the publishing outfits in the country. So Penguin Random House, and that's another
which is already
venture. Exactly.
Right. It used to be Penguin and then Random House.
And then Random House, yeah. So Penguin is a paperback, basically a novel publisher in a sense. They buy Random House. Now they've got more money, so they're going to acquire Simon & Schuster. Department of Justice says, not so fast. And I think this is good. They say it violates antitrust laws. It solidifies the control of this facet of the business world in terms of books being published as, you know, basically in the hands of one big company.
That means one big company also decides which books get published.
Yes.
So if I was really happy to see this as well, because books from all opinions need to be published. That's the whole point of reading books, is to expand your mind. And so, and a lot of Republicans have said, you know, so-and-so can't get a book deal, and that's true. That has absolutely happened, where right-wing people who are writing books about what, you know, the horrible left or whatever, you know, they've lost publishing deals and things like that.
Yep.
So, and that would only go even farther if this becomes a huge conglomeration
yep.
where it's just one publishing house. So I'm yeah. I'm actually happy. I hope that this.
Me too.
I hope they stick to it. And
I remember what
yeah,
I've said.
I think it's a good thing.
If we keep going the way we're going, we're going to have the agricultural company. We're
right.
going to have the airline. We're going
the
to have
publishing
the
house.
Supermarket. We're yeah. going to have the publishing house.
The
no.
internet. Yep.
Yeah. Nope.
We should
right,
be afraid of books with alternative viewpoints, right? They're books
yeah.
to learn from.
Yep. Yes, right. Yep,
yeah,
they are.
Everyone should do their own research. It's not telling people what to think. Tell people how to think for themselves.
Thank you. The U.S. added the Israeli spyware company NSO to its entity list. Somebody want to explain what the entity list is? It's the blacklist. Basically.
Yeah, the federal blacklist. Yeah. So essentially, this NSO group has this. They've been in the sort of crosshairs for a while because they have been accused of phone hacking of foreign governments and government officials and activists and journalists and academics, embassy workers. I mean, nothing can happen with this technology. This all came from the Pegasus report. So nothing can happen without the Israeli government approving it.
Yeah,
and
but
so
the Israelis
that's really what the accusation is.
Don't
They've
mess
already
with the Israeli
hacked
government.
17 major news organizations.
Yeah.
Nothing gets by the Israeli government. And so,
nothing.
You know, that's they deny that they're doing anything wrong. But
baloney.
You know,
well, whether it's wrong or not, it's protection. Okay, yesterday we didn't have time.
On everybody.
We didn't have time for this yesterday. The Trump PAC is offering for followers, the faithful followers of fashion, a Christmas wrapping paper which has Trump's picture on it.
I so want this.
$35.
Just to watch people's reaction when they get a gift from me.
Yeah. It's absolutely, and it's not for a change, not his own hubris, apparently somebody else, but he must have known about
they
it.
They do,
right?
You know, it's like a fundraising thing. I'm sure, yeah. I bet you dollars to donuts, they probably have Bernie wrapping paper floating around up
oh,
somewhere.
Oh, yeah, with that picture of him with the mittens.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. There's got to be, I'm sure that people do this in all walks, but it's funny because I think I told you guys last year I got one of these fundraising things from a Trump PAC, and it was a Make America Great Again hat, and I thought, oh, this would be hysterical to throw in my dad's Christmas stocking. But when I looked at it, it was like $80 or something ridiculous, and I thought, I can't do this. But it's kind of like buying candy from a kid who's selling it for their school. You're going to pay $5 for a candy bar that you could buy for 50 cents, but you do it because they're making money off of it, right? So this is just a little something you get back if you want to donate.
Merry Christmas, Jennifer. 18 past the hour.
That's a no whip, high foam, 170 degrees, sugar free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Tahib. Debo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
At the hour now, that means at this point in every hour, Jay Kirshner pulls dusts off a lot of the things that are trending, updates on things that are actually, some of them are quite amusing. There's a lot of buzz about what is being said with regard to the people who are on that Alec Baldwin Rust movie, who had guns, who didn't have guns, where is the dummy round of ammunition, etc., etc. So we'll dig into that. Plus, Shania Twain gets candid right after this.
How can I get new orders out on time without working overtime?
It's possible with Staples Connect. Staples Connect has small business shipping covered with premium shipping supplies and UPS shipping services. And now buy two, get one free on select shipping supplies like bubble roll and premium shipping boxes. Plus, get 25% off UPS Express shipping services. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, so the latest from the Rust set. I don't know if there's a Rust set anymore, because I can't imagine that movie will ever get made. So what do we
have? No, it won't. Alec Baldwin said that, too.
Yeah, there's no way this film continues. The Armorer, her attorney is suggesting that sabotage may have led to a fatal on-set shooting. It doesn't matter. Sabotage or not, likely not sabotage, but still the Armorer, this is her one job. It's like that saying, like, you had one job. She should have checked and rechecked and continuously checked the guns. She should have put it away when they broke for lunch. Like, this gun was unattended for 2 hours. She needs to never work again.
Yeah, she's a disaster.
She is likely, while other people can be possibly held liable in the lawsuit and everything, this is her. This is fully on her. This was her job.
I mean, her lawyers, her two attorneys did an on-camera interview, and I watched it, and I've never seen two attorneys bumble an interview the way these two did. I mean, they said ridiculous quotes like, she thought she loaded dummy rounds. Well, that's not an okay statement. And then it said that, you know, it could have been sabotage from anywhere else. The quote from the lawyer is, we have a time frame between 11 and 1 that day in which the firearms were completely unattended and anyone could have tampered with it. You literally just said your client was completely negligent and didn't do her job. I don't know. I'm just, like, at a loss for these two.
Well, even she made that comment, too. She was like, I'm pretty sure I used dummy rounds. Well, first off, they look different. And if this is your job, you should know the difference between looking at them. And again, the equipment should have been locked up. And then she should have been the one to hand it back to Alec Baldwin after checking it. Again, you check it, you recheck it however many times you need to. This woman did not do her job.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Dunsy bun. Okay. So what's going on with Shania Twain that people are buzzing about?
Yeah, she did an interview recently where she gets candid about when she kind of first hit the scene earlier on in her career. And she even said, based on the reviews she got as a musician, her albums got, she was like, how did I even have any hits? She was called the America's best paid lap dancer in Nashville. People said she's hot, but can she sing?
Wow. The most famous midriff in Nashville?
Jeez. Yeah. She was.
I remember people, like, guys loving her, but I didn't realize that she was subjected to those kinds of statements and labels, because that's awful. Yeah. Clearly, all her hits speak for themselves.
Exactly. And it was like people were just more consumed over how she looked than her music. But look at her now. She has hit after hit after hit. She has a residency coming up right now.
Where does she? Oh, I didn't know that. In Vegas? Where do we go?
What was the
Vegas?
Question?
Vegas,
at the Zappos Theater from December 2nd to the 12th, and then again in February from the 11th to the 26th.
Oh, 28 past the hour.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use, so you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash.
I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis announced new measures to protect election integrity and defend constitutional freedoms in his state at an event in West Palm Beach Wednesday. The governor said he has established a new law enforcement agency to investigate all reports and evidence of election fraud. DeSantis said the new agency will look into illegal ballot harvesting, ballot dumping, and other types of election crimes. Democrat strategist for President Clinton, James Carville, on PBS Wednesday, thinks that progressives and wokeness were to blame for recent Democrat election losses in America Tuesday.
Defund the police, lunacy to take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools. People see that. And it's just really have a suppressive effect all across the country. The Democrats, some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wednesday, Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, was on Newsmax talking about Tuesday's elections.
Turns out when the message is government's smarter than parents and we're going to defund the police, most Americans don't like it. I mean, and then you couple that with the fact that, what was this, the survey this week, I think was like 71% of the country thinks we're on the wrong track. I think the real question should be, who are these 29%? Who thinks that, you know, who likes the inflation going up? Who likes the border in crisis? Who likes the supply chain problems? Who likes the price of gas at $3.50? When you put all that together, it's no wonder that Glenn Youngkin was elected last night. And we're doing so well in New Jersey and in the delegate seats in Virginia.
President Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, also weighs in.
Well, I think it plays out. Not only do we start to see it here in Virginia, and that's why they were so concerned, but this is a mandate against Joe Biden. You know, when you really think about it, it was Donald Trump's policies that Youngkin ran on that were voted in last night. It was Donald Trump's base that showed up, almost 99% of his base that showed up that was voted in last night. And it was Terry McAuliffe who ran against Donald Trump, making that the central thing, who was voted out last night. And so we're going to see that. Listen, I'm headed to Nevada because what you're starting to see now is this red wave is picking up. So I'll be in Nevada next week to take this and move this forward.
Thanks for listening. My name's Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour, Thursday, November the 4th, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Today is National Candy Day. Why is it National Candy Day on Halloween? Why is it a week after Halloween?
Because this is when people are still finishing eating their Halloween candy, and it's like, let's just go ahead and crush the rest of it out. Don't you remember being younger and you'd have that pillowcase of Halloween candy that lasted for months and then all of a sudden the chocolate was turning gray, but you still eat it?
What makes that's an interesting thought. I have a lot of I have a drawer in my refrigerator for chocolate. And after it's been in there for a while, if I haven't eaten all of it, it turns gray. Why? That's a strange reality.
But the best cookies I've ever made are just leftover Halloween candy cookies. So you chop up like a Butterfinger and Milky Way, Three Musketeers, whatever you've got left over. You just dice it all up and throw it into some cookie batter. And like each cookie turns out different because you've got different, you know, chunks of a candy bar in each one. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so easy to make, but it's so, so good.
I'm going to try that.
So the history of candy begins with the Persians and the Greeks, 6th century B.C., They apparently found they were reeds that were growing in the desert. Had to be, well, those reeds had to be near water someplace. And they were actually sugar cane. That's, we all think of sugar cane as something that's grown like in Cuba and Central America. But actually, it, yeah, in Hawaii as well, right. It's indigenous to Southeast Asia, though. The Indians, the real Indians, not the Indians here, but the Indians in India, would boil sugar cane juice, turn it into pieces of sugar. They call it khanda. And then fast forward to the Middle Ages, candy mostly consumed by wealthy people, made with spice, sugar and spices and everything nices. It supposedly aided in digestive problems. I know everything tastes better and feels better when you're eating candy, right? Always. We didn't have candy in America until the 18th century. Came from the French and the British. Few colonists were skilled in sugar work. The wealthy were able to get these treats, the sugar treats. 1830s, just for the Industrial Revolution, technological advances allowed candy to be accessible to more people. The children, of course, found it, and then penny candy was born. I had a
Did
penny
you have
candy.
Penny candy?
Yeah, the old Wayside Inn, which I took you
oh,
to.
Oh, yeah, I love that place. That was great.
All right, so associated with the Wayside Inn was a the Wayside Candy Store, which was down the street from the inn. And I used to, when I was a kid, ride my bike because the farm where I pretty much grew up was about a mile from the candy store. So on Sunday, after I'd get paid, I would go down there and I'd bring a pocket full of pennies. And I haven't been into that store for a long time. And I don't know why, because I love candy. But I haven't been in there. They still have some penny candy stuff. I don't know what, it can't be very good. But, you know, they were the old, I used to buy candy corn. They were a penny apiece. And buy the pumpkins, you know, those pumpkins that are made out of the same stuff the candy corn is. It's like
yeah,
wax.
You like all the stuff that's
sugar.
Basically made of wax. Has no flavor.
Plastic.
Well, corn
starch and
wax. Oh, it's yummy flavor. I heard you think candy corn has great flavor?
No.
Not
you don't?
Remotely.
No.
Not in the bucket with starch.
It tastes like cornstarch. Yeah,
no.
It's gross. It's sugar and cornstarch. That's all it is.
Mm,
and
like
wax.
Sugar and spice. And
maybe some gelatin, so you don't eat meat, but watch out. There might be some animal gelatin in there, too. Seriously.
That's what you fat in the can. There it is. Today, no, tomorrow is the Atlanta Braves championship parade, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're having a big day of it. The Houston
parades
Astros
are back.
Are
right?
Out. Yeah, right. It's time for us to have some parades. So it starts at noon tomorrow, and apparently there's a free concert by Ludacris and Big Boy.
Luda.
I don't know who Big Boy is. Ludacris is in all the. He's an actor. He's in all of the Fast and Furious movies with a haircut.
Yeah, they're Big Boy. Yeah, Big Boy is also, you know, they always do like hometown artists. So Luda and Big Boy and why am I blanking on
Luda?
That's what he calls himself. Big Boy and Andre 3000. Those guys. What's the name of the group that they had together? They were huge.
The Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
Yes.
I'm totally blanking on it.
Outcast.
Well.
Thank you. Outcast.
There you go.
Yeah, they're all huge in Atlanta, so they're going to be performing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's free to everybody, but you have to get a ticket. You have to reserve your spot or whatever, and then people who don't have tickets, it'll be first come, first serve. But they're expecting upwards of 1 million people, which rightfully so. Your team just won the World Series.
How long has it been since the Braves won the series?
I don't want to talk about it. 1995, when they beat the team formerly known as the Cleveland Indians.
No.
It's still a very sensitive subject for us.
Wow.
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm not over it.
All right, speaking of being sensitive, Prince Andrew is being sued. There's a sex lawsuit against him, and the claim came from a lady named Virginia. Is it Guffrey? Is that how she pronounced
her name? I think it's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey?
I think it's how it's, yeah, how it's pronounced is Jeffrey, yeah.
Said that the prince abused her, and so they're going to have a new trial date. You don't think it'll ever go to trial. Why haven't they just paid
her off? Well, I don't think they're going to get him on the stand. I just don't think that's going to happen. Now, she sued him, and now he's suing her for defamation, and he's accusing her of being the one who was in charge of sex trafficking other girls. So, yeah, okay. It's a mess. But I don't see the queen. Look, Prince Andrew, we were saying this during a break, he gave that one interview over in the UK, and it was such a disaster, and he was sweating and bumbling, and he was saying that, I mean, he's literally sweating profusely on camera, and then saying that he could not have been the person that she was accusing him of being because she said he was sweating all over her in the dance floor that night. And he says, well, I couldn't be that person because I have a disorder where I can't sweat. And, like, the camera's, like, panning in on all the sweat.
And I forget which daughter, if it was Beatrice or Eugenie, but they were the ones that convinced him, like, you should go on and do this interview. You need to speak out for yourself because he originally wasn't even going to do the interview.
It was such a mistake. Oh.
Yeah. He's a dick.
He's not that bright.
Not at all. Okay. There is a wonderful video that I would call your attention to that maybe we can post on our social media, Jay. The father of the bride is walking the bride down the aisle. And because the father is divorced from the mother, the bride's stepfather is sitting in the church near the aisle. So as they walk by the dad and the bride, as they walk by the stepfather, the father reaches over, grabs this guy, pulls him up so that the two of them together walk the daughter down the aisle.
It's all over TikTok. It's really sweet.
Yeah, a lot of comments. 5 million views of this.
Blended families are not easy, so that's a nice thing to have happen.
No, but you know what? It's an example of why or how adults, real adults, mature adults, deal with the fact that things change. Okay, so my wife and I don't get along anymore, so we're going to go our separate ways. You have children together. To fight about the children is so damn selfish. It is unbelievably selfish. And so I just thought it was kind of a cool thing to look at.
Very nice. I love those things.
Anyway, I love that those kinds of stories. Anyway, Henry Winkler, speaking of good guys, genuinely good guy as far as I know from everybody who knows him, he is going to auction the original Fonzie jacket, the leather jacket. You know, he had a motorcycle when he was a kid, the T-shirts, the jeans, but that dark brown leather jacket, man. Yeah. So it was donated to the Smithsonian.
It's going to fetch a lot of money, I bet.
But why, if it's in, well, I guess he had a couple of them, right?
Yeah.
One of them was given to the Smithsonian. This is another one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to, how much is this worth? What would you pay for it, Victoria?
Well, I'm not really the market for it. I've never even seen an episode of the show, so I can't. I love Henry Winkler, but I wouldn't pay. They think that the whole outfit, so it's the jeans, an original pair of the jeans that he wore, a T-shirt, biker boots, and the leather jacket. They think it'll be between $50,000 to $70,000. I actually think it's going to go for more than that because during this pandemic, it's been a very weird, good market for collectibles, and people are paying way over what they normally would. So I think it's probably going to fetch a lot of money.
But that
stuff
just seems so low.
Yeah.
It does.
That's what I was thinking.
It's going to go for a lot more than that.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of fun. That's a great moldy oldie here. Could you both help me out here, help the audience out? I'm confused already about Black Friday. Wasn't Black Friday the Friday after Thanksgiving originally?
The day after. It always is, but now...
Well, now I'm looking at
the weekend, and then you have Cyber Monday, and now pretty much all the rules are off.
Yeah, there are no rules. Because of supply chain issues, Black Friday sales are happening now. So basically, and Jen talked about this yesterday on the show when she was looking at furniture, and they basically said, well, we're kind of just doing Black Friday now, so if you like something, it could be 4 to 6 months, but we'll give you a deal on it. Just buy it, and it might take 4 to 6 months to actually be delivered. And I think, you know, when you look at the inventory of what's happening, especially with, like, electronics, this is usually a really big time of year for new electronics, especially TVs. It just depends on what you're looking for. But, yeah, a lot of places are already doing Black Friday now. Amazon's doing it. I think Target is doing it. Walmart. It's kind of like it's a free-for-all. Just go shop now. Get, you know, I mean, I'm horrible. I shop, like, at the last minute, so I'm pretty much no one's getting anything from me this year.
I don't like shopping at all. Here are three things, though. If you're looking for holiday toys, the three best sellers so far, number one, the Fisher-Price 4-in-1 Ultimate Learning Bot.
Cool. And you throw the word ultimate in front of anything and it sounds exciting.
$39.
This is probably good for like Max age, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like
interactive stuff.
Yeah. Number two on the list is Lego's Santa Visit. It's a Santa house, if you will, with lots of Santa characters around. That's $99 at the moment.
Isn't it crazy how expensive Lego has gotten?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Everybody loves this stuff.
Yeah.
Has 1,800 pieces.
Wow.
Good luck putting that puppy together.
Stop on one of those at night.
Yeah. Yikes. And number three on the must-have list, apparently, is the Star Wars Galactic Snackin' Grogu, whatever that is. Looks like Yoda.
That's Baby Yoda. Grogu is his real name. Yeah,
oh, really?
It's Baby Yoda. So a whole Lego. I'm not seeing the picture, but is it a whole Lego Baby Yoda?
No, wow. No, it's not a Lego Yoda. It's a Yoda doll.
Okay.
Yeah, it's $79.
Yeah, well, Mandalorian's coming back again in December with a new season, so that's kind of timed well.
Yeah, well, those are the three best-selling so far Christmas toys. 46 past the hour. Here is some conversation about My Pillow that may be new to you. There are a lot of, it's very interesting how, and I say this advisedly, a lot of the box stores have thrown My Pillow out because of the owner, Mike Lindell. So they've apparently got a whole America is such a funny place, man. So this guy gets canceled. His pillows are good. Company's good. All made in America. So would you rather, people that don't like Mike Lindell would rather buy crap that's made someplace else than to support an American company. I don't get it. But anyway, here's the best offer in the history of My Pillow. Standard My Pillow right now, usually $69.98, but because they get so much of them from canceled box stores, they're selling them for $20. All right? So you figure out what the savings is, but it's pretty significant. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials page. There's a square there. You can put the DJV code in there. And for $19.98, you get the standard MyPillow. So buy a bunch of them for all the bedrooms in your home. You've heard me talking about the mites and the problem with mites. You need to wash your pillows, and MyPillow, the only pillows you can wash and dry. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to take advantage of this special offer on the standard MyPillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Hi, welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Somebody get me a price check on Trundle this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
After the hour now, this is the DJV program. Time for Chuck Curry bringing us up to date on some of the movie stories, the big paycheck movies. Chuck wants to focus on that. And the latest from the ex, or the former set of Rust, Who's at Fault? We'll get to that after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Think that I recognize this, Chucker, but help me out. I certainly recognize the singer.
I don't know the singer, but that played in the montage scene at the end of the Karate Kid when Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, enters the Tournament of Champions in that great summer movie. Believe it or not, he is 60 years old today, born in 1961, the before the Raul Macho.
That's a sobering number.
He has one of those boyish faces, and he sort of looks like he's 42. Not 60 years old. He's hit big again on this Cobra Kai Netflix series as a spinoff of the Karate Kid. Actually, it's quite good. I like it a lot. He also did My Cousin Vinny with Joe Pesci, and he was in a movie called Teachers with Nick Nolte back in 1984. A very likable guy. Good for him.
Yeah, very nicely done. Okay, so the latest from Rust. The lawyers for this woman don't seem to be too smart. They're pointing their finger, basically making her look guilty, saying all kinds of pretty dumb things. What does this do for the future of using guns in movies?
Well, we talked about this the other day. I mean, obviously, I'm sure there's a lot of people in the industry that would advocate for not using real guns at all. And it'll probably go in that direction to some extent. I mean, obviously, it's whatever happened here is I would think it's an aberration. I mean, you know, in the last 30 years, this has happened one other time, like we said, in the Brandon Lee in 93 with the Crow was killed on set of an accident. But as I said also, you know, there have been numerous stunt people that have been seriously injured or killed on either TV or movie sets over the last 40 or 50 years. And so there is danger involved. This was something that simply should not have happened. It's one thing for a stuntman to get into a serious accident, but to have a pointed gun pointed at somebody and then wind up getting killed over it.
Well, and also it's now coming out that so Helena, the woman who was killed on a Thursday, four days before that on Saturday, it's now coming out that Alec Baldwin's stunt double misfired the gun, and it was another live round when he was also told it was a cold gun. So they had three different misfirings before this woman was killed. She was the fourth. I mean, this is just nuts how they're not all going to be sued 90 ways from Sunday. I don't know. Do they ever work again? Is he ever insurable again on a movie set? I don't know.
Mm. Well, not as a producer, as an actor.
Right, not as a producer.
Not as a producer.
Yeah, I just want to point this out because we were speaking off air about big paychecks. Now, there was a story that broke last night. Gal Gadot, who's Wonder Woman, is currently in this new movie Red Notice with Dwayne Johnson on Netflix, signing on with Disney to play the Evil Queen in another live-action version of Snow White. And I said to myself when I read that story, and I like her a lot, but is there any current big-name celebrity actor or actress that just doesn't want to work for a massive paycheck? I'm sure she's going to get $15 to $20 million plus to do this. But I understand, like, if you go back into, not like, give an example, like 91 when Dustin Hoffman played Captain Hook in Spielberg's Peter Pan movie, Hook. I mean, he took a big paycheck, but he did so many serious films. Doesn't any of these people nowadays want to do really high-quality work and work for less money, or they just want simply to grab the biggest paycheck possible? I don't know. There's a sadness to it, in my opinion.
Well, but some of them, in order to do the lesser movies, the indie movies,
they don't do any of them, though.
Big paycheck. Well, Bruce Willis does.
Well, he has no choice at this point.
Yeah. Ah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.